Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. MAGA voters' reaction to the American involvement in Iran is largely positive.
Trump voters across the country this week and early polling suggests that his decision to bomb Iran was popular with his base. 39-year-old Holly Cheney.
He scares people. He scares these other presidents, these other countries, because they don't know what he can do. And I love that.
An early poll shows that a vast majority of Republican registered voters, more than 80%, support the U.S. joining Israel in striking Iran's nuclear sites. Hayat Panjwani, Washington.
Israel and Iran seem to honor the fragile ceasefire between them for a second day, and President Trump asserted that American and Iranian officials will talk next week, giving rise to cautious hope for longer-term peace. Trump helped negotiate the ceasefire that took hold Tuesday on the 12th day of the war. California has been found in violation of Title IX in another clash with Trump officials over transgender athletes. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
The Trump administration has found that the California Department of Education and the state's high school sports federation violated civil rights law by allowing transgender girls to compete on girls' sports teams. The Federal Education Department announced the finding Wednesday. The agency proposed a resolution that would require California to bar transgender women from women's sport and strip transgender athletes of records, titles, and awards. It's the latest escalation in the Trump administration's effort to bar transgender athletes from women's sports nationwide. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow is down by 106 points, the NASDAQ rose 61, the S&P 500 down a fraction. This is SRN News. A new abortion facility in Chicago will do late-term abortions.
The Hope Clinic has announced it will perform the grisly procedures, the only standalone facility in the entire Midwest to do so. Under Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker, Illinois is trying to become the most liberal state in the region on abortion and therefore a destination for women from pro-life states who want to end their pregnancies. Hope Clinic will be aborting unborn babies who are long past the point of being able to survive outside the womb. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Charities received $593 billion in donations in 2024, a 3.3% increase over 2023 after adjusting for inflation. That's according to the latest Giving USA report, which takes a comprehensive look at U.S. philanthropy. However, donations to religious organizations saw an overall inflation-adjusted decline last year. This is SRN News. A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to release funds for EV chargers in 14 states. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Trump administration froze funding to build out electric vehicle chargers in more than a dozen states. It was approved by Congress in the 2021 bipartisan infrastructure law, and now a federal judge has ruled the administration overstepped its constitutional authority with that move. U.S. District Judge Tana Lynn in Washington State granted a preliminary injunction freeing up the money destined for 14 states, but she denied it for D.C., Minnesota, and Vermont, saying they did not provide enough evidence that they would face irreparable harm if the money wasn't immediately released. I'm Ben Thomas.
Those funds were originally approved by former President Joe Biden. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.